Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Zachar Lemiriam in Perik Ches, Shin number 33. The Chavetz Chaim asks, what does it mean, Yargiz Odom? A person should fight against the Yetzirah. What does it mean to fight against the Yetzirah? And he tells us that we have to outsmart the Yetzirah. And he gives a mashal of a ganav, of a thief, who comes into a person's house and he starts stealing different things from the person's house. And then he realizes that the people in the house, they're suspect that maybe someone's stealing different items in their house. So the ganav, for a few weeks, for a few months, he lays low and he stops stealing things. But the truth is, he's still there. And then, when the people think everything's fine, he continues to steal more and more items. So too, kainu b'inyanenu, so too in our conversation about the Yetzer Hara. He's like a ganav, like a thief. He comes into our heart, into our mind, into our approach to serve Hashem. And he causes us to do averus. And he's metami our guf, our neshama. He's metama us. We become impure. Then the person sometimes might think, maybe, do I have to do tshuva? Is tshuva necessary? As soon as the Yetzirah starts to sense and feel the person's maybe waking up, he slows down. He holds back from stealing. In other words, in this case, he holds back from attacking the person. And for a few days, for a few weeks, maybe for a few months, the Yetzer Hara lets the person go. But the person doesn't really do tshuva. The person thinks everything's fine. I don't need to do tshuva because I'm not doing things wrong anymore. But really, Yetzer Hara is standing there and waiting in the ambush. Yetzer Hara mistapik. B'mashechtiu adheinu v'shuv lo yichtenu. The person thinks he's not going to do chatoim anymore. But really, the Yetzirah is waiting for the person to put his guard down once again, just like the thief. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim tells us, the Chazal is telling us from the Pasuk, Li'oilom yargiz ha'odom, a person should always yargiz, fight against the Yetzirah, outsmart the Yetzirah. Da'inu kol hayamim sha'ata b'chaim, all the days that you're alive. Hu seinacho, he is your enemy. And his goal is to outsmart you, to cause you to do averus. Al kain, al tamin, boy, don't believe the Yetzirah. Don't believe that he put his guard down. And overpower the Yetzirah with the Yetzirah. Just as a conclusion, with a mashal over here, you see sometimes this lion that waits and lies down in the field. And it's very quiet. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he pounces on his prey. This is what the Yetzirah does. He lies down, and the person thinks he's fine. He's not doing averus. But the person, if he doesn't do tshuva, doesn't realize the severity of his chatoim, then the Yetzirah has him exactly where he wants him to be. That's why the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, we have to realize every single day the Yetzirah is trying to attack us every single day. And we have to, number one, be aware of this. Be aware that the Yetzirah is there. Number two, we have to outsmart him.